Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodim El Klal Samachess, the Simon Chavalov, and we're dealing with the Lachas of Shemus. And the last question which you want to address is the language of the Shulchan Aruch. When it talks about the Geniza, it talks about Sefer Torah, which is Bala, Sefer Torah, which is worn out. And we define the definition of Bala is that the process of Tikkun would be more difficult and expensive than writing a new one. So we say it's not good to try and fix this one. We're allowed to put it away, etc. It would sound like a Sefer Torah, which is not at that stage, even though it's not necessarily the most beautiful Sefer Torah. It's worn out to some extent. You're not allowed to put it in a Geniza because it's a kosher Sefer Torah or Sefer Torah, which can be made to be kosher. And we should do that rather than put it away. It's not appropriate. There's almost to be Zoyan to take the Sefer and put it away as such. The common question which comes up nowadays, a person has a Sefer, and they come up with a new Madura of the Sefer, and it's clear print, it's black print, so there's horrors on the bottom, and he wants to buy the new volume. Now he has the old Sefer, and he has nothing to do with the old Sefer. So he could donate it to a yeshiva, which they might be interested in, they might not be interested in, but if nobody's interested in accepting it, what does he do with that old Sefer? So are you allowed to put that Sefer in Geniza? Yeshiva has, at the end of the year, they have people which leave Svarim there, and people, Tamina, which move away onto another yeshiva and leave Svarim behind. There's no need for the Svarim, there's no use for the Svarim. Can they put them in Shemus? So they can sell some of the Svarim maybe to new Tamina, but other things they don't really have any use for. So is this mutter or not? So this is a question which is discussed by the Poskim and the Sefer Ginzei HaKadosh. He quotes from Rabbi Yashiv that Rabbi Yashiv argued that nowadays, Hishtana Doris, once upon a time, every single page was very expensive, was very valuable, people were very poor, and they would not discard it, so it's considered, if you would discard something instead of attempting to maintain it, which would be the standard operating procedure of most people, that's considered an element of bizoyin, and that was something which you're not allowed to do. But nowadays, we have so much more which is available. We have this Ravchus. So the nature of people is they want to get something new that's not considered to be Zoyan to put it into a way in Shemus in a way which is Mechubadik to take the Sefer and not use it anymore and put it away. There is actually a Chayotim back in Klal Yud Aleph in Siman Lama Beis where he quotes a Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim talks about a case where a person wrote a Yiriyah of a Sefer Torah. Yiriyah is the cloth, the one piece of cloth, so it can be multiple amudim. The cloth might be 3 amudim wide, 4 amudim wide, 5 amudim wide, depending how big the cloth is. So he wrote this whole Yiriyah, and it didn't come out as nice as he wanted it to. So he wants to take it out. It's kosher, it's not, and he wants to replace it with a different Yiriyah, which is a nicer, which will be a better cloth. So it means the first Yiriyah, which is still really usable and acceptable, is going to be put into Geniza by doing that. So is that mutter or not? So the Sefer Chassidim says that since you're doing it for the purpose of making it more beautiful, that's a valid tzarech, and therefore you're allowed to do that. Now the Sefer Chassidim is addressing directly, the Chayyadim is addressing directly the issue of Bal Tashkis. The example over there, he's talking about a case of it's in Hilchos of Lachos of Tzitzis. He wants to take his tzitzis out of his beggar, which are the tzitzis are kosher, replace them with newer strings, which are nicer strings, etc. So you can unravel the tzitzis and reuse them. He's not going to be reusing them, or he wants to cut them off. It's a big tircha of difficulty to unravel them. He wants to cut them off. Once they're cut, they're not going to be usable again. Is he allowed to do that? Is that about Tashka's issue? He says it's not. And he quotes the Sefer HaChassidim. Meanwhile, you see the Sefer HaChassidim is okay, not worried about the issue of the Bizoyan and the Shemus issue as well. Therefore, the assumption of Poskim is that Svarim, which the people do not have use for, they are allowed to be put into Geniza. There's a Sefer El Yaakov, which deals with the level of the covenant of Svarim, and he has a long rechus about this. If a person wants to look into it more, it's in Perek Beis, in the footnotes. Footnote attests where he brings multiple poskim in both directions in this regard. The modern poskim about this idea of taking a sefer which is roy for limud still and it could be used and putting into Geniza or not. His maskana is that a person which is roy to be used, the person should not put it away into that. But if you have no svarim, you have no use for them. you're allowed to be gunners them, even though the sefer is sholem, like the chrov of these poskim. So that seems to be the standard operating procedure nowadays. And with this, we've covered the topics we want to cover in the area of Genisa. Mr. Shemin will move on to the next simon in the coming week. Meanwhile, have a good day.